This shiur is dedicated to Ilui Nishmos Rav Chaim Yisocho Ben Yechiel Zeidel Dov. It's been a year since Chaim passed away. This week is his Yahrzeit. And every shiur that we gave this year in this forum, in this format, was dedicated to Chaim's Ilui Nishama. He was one of the most remarkable young people I had the schus to know. He was a paragon of excellence all his life, but he reached such unbelievable heights, Dafka, when he was ill. Thousands of people benefited from being inspired by Chaim. So this week's Shia, as the previous ones, is dedicated to Ilui Nishmosei. He should be a Melech Yosher for his beautiful family. And we should all know Ach Toiv V'Chesed. Jackie Feigenbaum is a very dear friend, Chaim's father. She abodel Chaim Toivim V'Aruchim. One of the pillars of the Kehillah in Teaneck, New Jersey. He and his family should only know Besoides Toivis. So sometimes we speak about Parshas HaShavua, and in other times we speak about Inyona D'Yoyma. This week we have an opportunity of combining the two. One of the mitzvahs in Parshas Semoir is Usfarton Lachem Mochos HaShabbos Miyoyim Aviyachem Ezoim Eratnufo Sheva Shabbos Oistmim Oistihiyeno. And we are in the midst of Yemei HaSfira, so the topic will be one of the sugyas related to Sfiras HaWoymer, and specifically Noshim VeSfiras HaWoymer. Are women required to perform the mitzvah of Sfiras HaWoymer? So the Rambam makes it very clear, Perek Zayin, Halacha Chof Beis, Halachos Tamidim VeMesofin, Shenashim Pturot MeSfiras HaWoymer, because this mitzvah is one of the mitzvot HaSei Shazman Grama, and therefore Noshim are potur. Sefer HaChinuch says the same in Mitzvah Shin Vav, and the Mogen Avraham, LaHalacha, Tav Peites, Sif Koten Aleph. However, the Ramban differs, and it's a very interesting Ramban, Kiddushin Lamed Aleph, when the Mishnah says, Kol mitzvot asei she'en ezman grama, nashim chayevot, and the Mishnah brings a few examples, the Ramban says, Tone v'shayar. There are additional mitzvahs she'en ezman grama, that aren't listed in the Mishnah, one of them being Sfiras HaWoymer. And many Achroinim have difficulty understanding why Sfiras HaWoymer, and according to the Ramban's opinion, would be defined as a mitzvah she'ein hazman grama. Well, it is only in a certain time of the year. Why wouldn't that be considered a mitzvah se'ein hazman grama? Because of the difficulty understanding the shita, some achronim even suggested maybe fixing up the formulation in the Ramban. Some of them suggested maybe in the early ksavim of the Ramban it was written Samach Ayin, and some printer assumed that Samach Ayin probably is Sfiras HaWoymer, but it actually meant something else. Either Seder or Avoida, maybe it was Samach Zayin and it meant Sfiras Zovo, Shivanikiyim, various different suggestions. But as a rule, we don't have the schus, the privilege to just suggest tikkunim and shinuim without evidence that is the correct formulation. So some achrayinim try to come to grips, try to explain the Ramban as is, as the Loshon of the Ramban is. Avni Nezer, Shin Pei Dalet Or HaChaim, suggests that because Tchilas Mitzvahs HaSviras and Pesach, it has a din of Mitzvahs HaPesach. And regarding Mitzvahs HaPesach, Chazal say, Kol Sheyeshno Bebal Teich HaChometz Yeshno Bakum V'Achoel Matzo. Very unreasonable. Gam Mesvora V'Gam Meloshon HaRamban. In Svora, it just coincides that Mitzvah Svira starts second day of Pesach. But what does it have to do with Chometz and Matzah? And therefore we also reject what the Divrei Malkiel writes in Chelek Gimel of his Tshuvis, Siman Hei, that because the end of Yemei HaSvira is in Shavuos, it has a din of Mitzvah Sechag, and a Mitzvah Samoyadim, Kol Sheyeshnoi B'Shomo, Yeshnoi B'Zohar, unreasonable for the same reason. But beyond that, both these Pirushim totally neglect the Loshon of the Ramban, because the Ramban says specifically that Noshim HaChayim is woman because there is a Mitzvah Seisha Ein Zman Groma. According to their approach, the Avnanes on one hand, the Velamakir on the other hand, it is a Mitzvah Seisha Zman Groma, but nevertheless, Gzeir Sekosef Shenoshim Chayovois. So, these Pirushim don't fit in with the Ramban. We were Zaycha, this generation, to many Sifra Rishonim that previous generations did not know. So in Sefer Shittas HaKadmoinim HaMesechet Bava Kama, there's Ksav Yad of Rab Moshe Chalava, who was the son of Maharam Chalava, a Talmud of the Ramban, and he brings from his father that the Shittas HaRamban is, that Tzvias Woymer is considered a Mitzvah Seisha Einas Mangroma Venoshim Chayovas, because it isn't tolui in Zman, but rather in a Maisa. It is not dependent on time as is, but rather in a Krovas Woymer. And because a Krovas Woymer is Pesach, that is why Miyoyim Haviyachem Esoyim Ratnufo Tzvias Woymer starts the second day Pesach. So it is actually not dependent on Zman, but on a Maisa, and a Krovas HaKorban, and that Korban is dependent on Zman, and that is not defined as a Mitzvah Seisha Zman Groma. So, in this manuscript of one of the Rishonim, we not only find that the Shittas HaRamban is that Noshim are Chayiv in Tzvias Woymer, also because according to the Ramban it's a Mitzvah Seisha Zman Groma, but he also suggests in the name of Talmidei HaRamban an explanation to the Shitta of the Ramban, an explanation, an approach which coincides with two gedolim of the Leirut Kifa, just before the Holocaust, the Divrei Yecheskel, Rabbi Yecheskel Burstein in Lito, Sefer Tshuvas Divrei Yecheskel Semem Mem Hai, and Rabbi Yeruchim Fischel Perlo, that phenomenal gedol in Poland. I myself would suggest a slightly different angle, a different touch, and I think it's an akuda amuko. When a mitzvah could be performed only in a certain time, not because that is exes, because if that's the din Torah, but because considering the heft of the mitzvah, it's not shaykh to perform in a different time, mitzvah de mitzvahs, that is not considered a mitzvah seisha zman groma. I want to give an interesting example. Kiddush Levana, according to the Mogen Avraham, Siman Tov Chav Vav Sif Kod Nalef, Nashim, women are exempt from Kiddush Levana because it's a Mitzvah Seisha Zman Groma. There are only a few nights in the month in which we have the Mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. Reb Shloime Kluger, on the spot, Chochme Shloime Shechono Chorchaim Tov Chav Vav, and I think it's also in Shalas Yeshuvas Hu Elef Locho Shloime, or Chaim Kuf Tzadik Beis, or Kuf Tzadik Gimel, Reb Shloime Kluger argues that would not be considered a Mitzvah Seisha Zman Groma, because it is not defined by time, but rather, Haroi Levona Bechidusho, Tzarich Levarech. So the phenomena which is Mechayev the Mitzvah is Toli B'Zman, not the Mitzvah in itself. That would not be considered a Mrs. Haseisha Zman Groma. So according to the Mogen Avraham, it doesn't depend on the rationale or the reasoning or the essence. It depends on the mitzvahs. Any mitzvah that could be performed in some times and not in all times would always be defined and considered a Mrs. Haseisha Zman Groma, regardless of the reason. Reb Shloime Kluger argues, no, we do have to analyze and take into account why. So Kiddush Levana, according to the Mogen Avraham, is a Zman Groma, but according to Reb Shloime Kluger, no. Because the chefs of the mitzvah is, Haroi Levana Bechidusha Tzarich Levarech. And the mitzvah of Levana Bechidusha is only in a certain time, that would not be considered Zman Groma. Coming back to Sfiras Uwaima, the mitzvah of Sfiras Uwaima, the chefetz of the mitzvah is counting the 49 days between Pesach and Atzeres. If somebody could devise a way to count the 49 days between Pesach and Atzeres, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, maybe that would be okay. But you cannot count days when they don't exist. So the only time we could practically count the days Shebein Pesach Latzeres are Bein Pesach Latzeres. In a way, I stress, in a way, that is similar to Kiddush Levona. The reason you could perform the mitzvah only this time of the year, because that is the only time when you could actually count these days. And the chefs of the mitzvah is counting these days and not other days. Shofar is a mitzvah seishas mangroma, because one could blow shofar on Purim, one could eat matzah on Rosh Hashanah, one could say Kiddush on Wednesday, but the din is one has to say Kiddush on Shabbos, eat matzah on Pesach, and blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. These are defined in mitzvah seishas mangroma. But one cannot count the days Shebein Pesach Latzeres in any other time of the year. Therefore, that would not be considered Zman Grom, and maybe that is the explanation of the Rambam. The Mugen Avraham paskens in accordance to the Rambam, Noshem HaPotem Esfiyas Uwaimer, maybe Mugen Avraham L'Shitosai, from Kiddush Levona. And maybe the Mugen Avraham L'Shitosai in source number 3. Simen Reish Lametesif, Kotten Beis, in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, the Mugen Avraham says that the minhag is that women don't say Kriya Shema She'al HaMitah because it's considered a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. And one could argue, same argument as I mentioned before, the reason mitzvah Kriya Shema She'al HaMitah is by night and not by day is not because that is zman grama. Because Kriya Shema She'al HaMitah is pnei hamazikin, as we learn in the beginning of Masechet Brachos. So, it is only when a man goes to sleep by night that there is a chashash mazikin, and therefore that is the reason we say Kriya Shema She'al HaMitah by night, but it is not the time factor in itself that defines the mitzvah. So we have three Mugen Avrahams that might be along the same line of logic. Tzvi Yisroel Mikidish Levona Kriya Shema She'al HaMitah. But there are more mitzvahs in which we find the same discussion, argumentation, or svara. Bikurim, noshemar pturim, mahavos bikurim, as we learn in the first pedik of Masechet Bikurim. But it is not specified why, what the ptur of noshim is based on. Gzeres hakosuv. So the Turei Eben discusses in Megillah Davchav, why wouldn't women be exempt because it's a mitzvah man grama. So the Turei Eben explains that the reason Bikurim could be brought only in a given time of the year is because it is only in that time that the new fruit comes forward and the trees give new fruit, and that is the time of Avos Bikurim, and therefore once again it is not the time factor dictating the essence of the mitzvah, but rather the phenomena on which this mitzvah is based. That is Tolui Bizman, and not the mitzvah in itself. Sviyas Uwaime Bekurim, Kiddush Levona Kriya Shema Alamito. 4. Number 5. Machzis HaShekel. Noshim are potter from Machzis HaShekel, as we learn in the first pedik of Masechet Shkolim. Why? Rabbeinu Avadia Bar Tenura on the spot says, because the pasuk says, "V'nasnu ish koyfe nafsho ish velo isha." However, the Meiri in the beginning of Shkolim suggests maybe because it's a mitzvah sasei shas mangrama ba'achad ba'odor mashkinin al Shkolim. You have to bring your machzah shekel before the Shchodesh Nisan. According to the Meiri, that would be considered mitzvah seishas mangrum, and that is the reason that Noshim are potu. Why wouldn't Rabbeinu Avadia say such a simple svara? Because obviously, the reason you have to bring your machzah shekel before the Shchodesh Nisan is because ba'alef benisan Rosh Hashanah l'shkolim, l'trumas alishka. And on the first day of Nisan, it was Truma Salishka, and you have to bring Korban and Tzibarfin, Truma Chadosha. So it is not time that defines essentially the mitzvah of Machzah Shekel, it is rather an other phenomenon. Because Machzah Shekel is for Korbanos Tzibur, and Trumas Halishka was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So it is not time in this mitzvah in itself, but rather the time factor of another mitzvah, which dictates that this mitzvah as well is Tolui Bizman. Maybe that would not be considered Mitzvah Sasei Shehazman Groma. Number 6. Mitzvah Sasei Adachila Be'erev Yom HaKippurim. Rabbi Kiveges Mesupek and Shuvas Rabbi Kiveges Simen Ted Zayin, whether women are Mechuyev and Achila Be'erev Yom HaKippurim. On one hand, it's a Mitzvah Sasei Shehazman Groma. It is only on this day that we have the mitzvah. However, Rabbi Kiveges comments that maybe because the lashon of the mitzvah is kol nefesh ha'shaloi se'une, so maybe the Torah indicates that mitzvah achila b'yev yom kippur is dependent on mitzvahs inui b'yom kippurim, and therefore whoever has the mitzvah of les anas b'yom kippurim is also included in the mitzvah achila b'yev yom kippurim. But one could argue in a different vein, a different line of logic. The mitzvah of Achila B'yev Yom Kippur, as ever, or as how we interpret this mitzvah, and in Minchas Osho Moedim Chelek Aleph on Yom Kippur, Simen Yud Gimel, I have a lengthy discussion defining the mitzvah of Achila B'erev Yom Kippurim. Whichever approach we might adopt, and there are many different interpretations in the Rishonim, but it is clear that the Zman is Toloi in Yom Kippur, and the reason we have to eat every Yom Kippur is only because Yom Kippur, either we have to fast, or it's a day of Kapora. So, in a way, it would be similar to Machzis or Shekel. It is a mitzvah that is only Noeg in a given time, but the rationale of this halacha is because in an other time, there is a chason in the chefs of the mitzvah. The reason it is toli bizman is not because of the hilchus of this mitzvah in itself, but rather because either phenomena or an other mitzvah is toli bizman, and that dictates the halachas of this mitzvah. Two additional examples, and that'll be the list of 8 sources. Berachas Hachama. Once in 28 years, we have the mitzvah of Berachas Hachama. Haroya Chamo Bitkufoso, Tzarich Levarech. Tshuvas Chasam Sofer Chaim Simenun Vav says this is a mitzvah seishas mangrom, and therefore Noshim are potu. Chacham Tzvi Kuf Mem Vav says that Noshim are chayev, and that is the shit of Reb Shiyalev Diskin, Maharil Diskin. I think it is totally similar to Kiddush Levona. And the machloikis between Mogen Avraham and Kiddush Levona is relevant to this shaila as well. Haroya Levona v'chidusha tzarich levarech, haroya chama b'tkufata tzarich levarech. It is the same gedar, essentially. This is the sun, this is the moon, this is the chidush, this is the tkufa, but both brochas have to do with phenomena that only occurs in a given time. Once a month regarding Kiddush Levona, wow, once in 28 years regarding the Chama. Hayotze b'yamei Nisan v'ro'e ilanot melavlevim has to say the Berachas Ohalonos. The Pesh Pesach Frank and others deal with the question. The women say this bracha as well. Some argue, mitzvah sasei shehazman groma, it is only Chodesh Nisan. According to the above mentioned Svaris, it is Matzman that dictates the halachas of this mitzvah, but rather the phenomena of new fruit, of the trees blossoming and giving their fruit. And the question is whether that would be considered a mitzvah sasei shehazman groma. So we brought 8 different sources and a very interesting question. And we also argue that maybe the Magen Avraham Lishitoso in three different sources. However, the Lashon of the Rambam, Perek Yud Beis, Mehilchos Avodah Zarah, Halacha Gimel, is Kol mitzvah asei shehi mizman lezman ve'ena tidira nashim pturot. According to this formulation, any mitzvah that is from time to time, and it isn't every day, routine, einat tidira, is a mitzvah asei shehazman grama. This formulation would seem to indicate it doesn't depend on why or how. Kol mitzvah shehi mizman lezman ve'ena tidira. It isn't, it's a lo mitzvah ritzifa, but from time to time. From time to time could be from morning to afternoon. It could be once in 28 years. Ena tidira is a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. So one might argue that the Rambam Lishitose, when he says that Svias Weimer is a mitzvah sasei shazman grama venashim pturot. Some argue that al-pi Kabbalah, women should not say Svias Weimer. Kafachaim Siv Kotn Tes, Ben Ish Chai, Shal Seshuv Esoyed Yishorim, Simen Yud Beis. The Kafachaim and the Ben Ish Chai were giants in Kabbalah. I am not a Mekubal. Those were giants from the Sephardi community, the relatively recent times, not going back, Liyameh Ha'ari. But my humble mind, you know, I have a suffix in the Sinyan. Because the Zohar appears twice, in Parshas Tetzaveh and Parshas Emor, and the Zohar explains why women are exempt from the mitzvah of Svias Weimer. Because there are mitzvahs that come from Duchra, others that come from Nukba, Yamin or Smal, these are Kabbalistic terms and formulations. Some mitzvahs have to do with Duchra, that is Zohar. Nukva is Nekeva. And because the mitzvah of Svias Weimer is from Duchra, women are exempt. However, the Zohar doesn't say that women are prohibited or that it's something bad. What seems to me that the Zohar merely explains b'derech Kabbalah what the Rambam and other poskim say b'derech Halacha. So we know that Noshim are potter from Svias Weimer, but nevertheless they could be mekayim the mitzvah. According to the Ramo, they could also say a brocha. And this is a machloikis between the Beis Yosef and the Ramo, a machloikis between Rashi and Baalei HaTosfos and Kiddushin Lamed Aleph and other sources in Shas. So Kabbalah explains in its language what Halacha explains with its ideas and language. So just as we know al-pi Halacha that Noshim are potter, but nevertheless they could be mekayim the mitzvah make a brocha, why would we assume differently al-pi Kabbalah? The Ben Ish Chai writes, why does the Zohar have to give another reasoning if we know that Noshim are potter because the mitzvah says shazman grama? However, Kabbalah always interprets and explains halachas, of which al-pi Halacha we have one reasoning, and Kabbalah gives us another set, another realm of understanding, another level of insight. We know that Shnei Yomim Shel Rosh Hashanah are because of Sveika D'Yoma. Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Golias are because of Sveika D'Yoma. On the other hand, the Zohar says Shnei Yomim Shel Rosh Hashanah are Dina Rafia and Dina Kasha, and the Zohar also has a different explanation regarding the Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Golias. So why would it be such a surprise that the Zohar has a different approach in why Noshim aren't Bechlal Mitzvah Svias Weimer? So I shouldn't be arguing Bechlal with the giants of Kabbalah But I feel the way I feel because the Mogen Avraham quotes the Zohar. And nevertheless, he says that Kiblu Aleihem Choyva. So the Mogen Avraham writes that Noshim HaPotef and Sisoim, because it's a man groma, he adds on the Zohar as well. And then he goes on to argue that Noshim not only could count Svira and make a brocha, they actually have to do so because they took this mitzvah upon themselves. So the Mogen Avraham doesn't even occur to him to say that according to the Zohar, it's the wrong thing to do. So obviously, the opinion of the Mogen Avraham negates what some Achrayim want to argue, that Al-Pi HaZohar, that Al-Pi Kabbalah, Noshim should not count Yemei HaSfira. I am aware that the Mogen Avraham quotes the Zohar in Parshas Tetzaveh, not the Zohar in Parshas Emor, but essentially both Zohars are the same, and therefore my feeling is that women could count if they wish, according to a Kabbalah, as according to Halacha. However, Nahara Nahara Vepashtei, as I say in many different sugyas, and I am not authorized to argue with the Kaf HaChaim and the Ben Ish Chai regarding Yesodos of Kabbalah. Al Pi Halacha, the Mogen Avraham, not the Mogen Avraham, but rather the Mishneh Berurah and Sif Kotan Gimel quotes a Sefer Shulchan Shlomo, in which the Mishneh Berurah says that women should not make a brocha on the Sfira. And his reasoning is because of two reasons. First of all, they don't understand what they're counting, because they're not familiar with Hebrew, with Lashon Kodesh. And they're probably going to make a mistake and say a brocha levatola. In our times, both of these chashashas are a bit unreasonable. Our wives and daughters understand Hebrew sometimes as good as the boys do. And everybody knows how to count. In every home, you have a calendar. You have a million technological devices that could remind you which day of the Sfira it is. And trial and error proves that women have a very good chance of counting every day without any mistakes and without any chashash of brocha levatola, and therefore minag nashedidan is to count with a brocha. And I think that this minag, there's no reason to deviate from this minag. However, women that know, based on previous years, their experience from previous years, that they usually do not finish the Sfira, they get stuck and forget one of the days somewhere in the process, I think in that case it's better that it should count without a brocha, because the Shulchan Aruch is choshesh v'das halachas gedolos, that if you skip one day, you lost the Sfira. And I dealt at length in many tshuvas that I wrote, is that only mikano l'haba? Or does that mean if you skipped one day, you, even the days you did count with a brocha, would be lemafreya, a brocha levatola? I was asked by a person that anticipated surgery b'yemei HaSfira, throat surgery, and it was clear to him, it was made clear to him by the doctors that he won't be able to talk or speak or even, you know, say anything, not even whisper, for a few days. What would he do with Sfira? Well, it was clear in advance, predetermined, that he's going to have to skip a few days. Could he say a brocha in the beginning of Yemei HaSfira? So I paskened, yes, he could say a brocha, and in the days that he can't whisper, he should be yoytze b'shmiyem api acherim. Even though the Mogen Avraham shitta is that Shemei HaKohanim doesn't apply to Sfiras HaWayma. But many Achrayim dispute the Mogen Avraham, therefore it's a suffix. And the entire psak of the Halachas Gedolos is a suffix, because most of the Rishonim reject Halachas Gedolos. So Medin Svek Sveika, I think he definitely could say a brocha. Especially because I think it's three Svekas and not only two. The Bahag is one Sufik, the Mogan Avraham Shemeya Kohen is another Sufik, and my basic opinion is that even according to the Halachos Gedolos, the problem is only Mekan Velahabo and not Lemafreya. And therefore my psak was, he should start counting with a brocha, and in those days that he will need to skip, he shouldn't skip at all, but rather be yoitza, b'shmia, mepi, acherim. The question I just mentioned, whether according to the Halachos Gedolos, the problem is only mekan v'lahabo after you miss the day, or lamafreya, also in a way touches on a different question. The time zone, not the time zone, but rather the Kav HaTa'arich, just evaded me. I don't know what the English definition is. A very famous question when the Midi Yeshiva was in Shanghai. The international date line, I think it is. So when you fly from Israel to Australia, you lose a day. What happens with Sfiyas Uwaima? He skipped 22 or 23 or 24 or 25. So yesterday night he counted 24. When he arrives, it's already 26. Does that have a din of Shochach V'dileg Yom Achad? Does he have a problem continuing counting with a brocha? Sholosh Mechloikis B'davo. Some argue that, yeah, he skipped a day, but he has to keep on counting his own personal sfira. So everybody in Sydney and Melbourne is going to say Hayoim Shisho Ve'esem Yoim, and he's going to say Hayoim Shivo Ve'esem Yoim. No, Chamisho Ve'esem Yoim. And then he's going to have Shavuos a day later than everybody in town, which seems to be extremely unreasonable. Others argue there's no personal sfira. He has to count the day that everybody else counts, and therefore it's Dileg Yom Echad, and he can't count with a bracha. My opinion is, he counts the same as everyone else, but he didn't skip a day. He skipped a number, not a day. Has nothing to do with a Bahag. As long as he counted each and every night, and he didn't skip a night, his sfira is a sfira of Tmimois. What he skipped is not a day, but a number. And it's not that the numbers that matter, but the days. Tmimois Tiyeno means a tmimois of 49 days, or whatever you have of those 49 days. So he will count to the number 49, but it'll only have 48 days of Sfira. But as long as he counted each and every night, that is considered tmimois. And he continues to do so with the brocha. That is my opinion. So today we dealt primarily with the din of Noshim Besvias Uwaima. We broadened the scope of our discussion and we dealt with the basic Hagedorah of Mitzvah Seishas Mangroma, and we brought eight relevant sources from different areas in Halacha. And then we went on to discuss Halacha Lamaisa, whether women do say a bracha, don't say a bracha, and under what circumstances. We already mentioned last week that Yemei Svira days that were transformed from Miyom Tev Le'evel, Mo'or Gadol La'afela. In days of yore, these were days of Simcha, transformed into days of mourning. Yudveis Elev Zugas Talmidim Hayulo Rabbi Kiva Vekula Meisu Ben Pesach Latzeres Shaloi Nagu Kovoid Zeh Vezeh. As we learn in Yevamos Daf Samech Beis and in Koheles Rabo Medrash Rabba Koheles Perek Aleph. Thousands of years later we still mourn. Why do we mourn? 25,000 Jews perished. But in the story of the Jews in our history, far more than 24,000 Jews perished, sometimes in the most tragic way and we do not commemorate their memory thousands of years later. We must understand that the Gemara says, Chav dala delef talmidim hoyo lo rebeki vevekula meisu ben pesach latzeres vahoyo hu oilam shamein. The world was barren. If not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised, ki lo yisei shochach mepi zaroi, the Torah transmission might have been lost. Vetishtakech ha-Torah mi-Yisrael, because an entire generation of Torah giants, the disciples of the greatest sage of the Tkufa, Rabbi Akiva was the greatest Tana of his time, and an entire generation of his disciples perished in a very short period. And there was a sakon of shichichas ha-Torah. And many times I spoke about the question, why such a harsh punishment? That's not an Issa Koras, it's not an Issa of Mrs. Beisden. Why such a terrible oinish? Many times I heard from my great Rebbe, the Kloisenberg Rebbe, Zechat Tzadik v'Kodesh Levrocha. One of his earliest recollections, he used to tell that he was sitting on his father's lap and his father was crying. And I asked my great father, the Kloisenberg Rebbe, his father was the Rudnika Rav, a great tzaddik in his own schus. So I asked my father, why are you crying? And my father said, Zalmalebich ben dech mekana, I'm jealous of you. I asked my father, why? You're a big Rebbe, you have many chassidim, I'm a little boy. Why are you jealous of me? So my father responded, because you didn't see the Divrei Chaim, you didn't know the Tzan Zerov. To which I asked once again, then I should be jealous of you. You had the schus of seeing the Divrei Chaim. So the Rudnika Rav told his little son, no. When I'm going to come up to heaven and stand before Melech HaMishpat, I will be asked, you knew the Divrei Chaim and this is who you are? Are you a disciple of the Divrei Chaim? Have you learned from him? You didn't know the Divrei Chaim, so what will they expect of you? And I think those Chov Dala Delef Talmidim, they were asked, you are Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef and you learned nothing from him? Rabbi Akiva, the great Rabbi Akiva is the one that taught us in Yerushalmi Nedom Dav Lamed, V'haftul Reach U'Kamoicho Zeh Klal Godol B'Torah. Rabbi Akiva was the one that taught us, as Hashem Elokecha Hotiro L'Rabbi Yosef Talmid HaChachamim. He was the one that says, Chav Avodim Shenivro Betzelem, Chibi Yaseir and Odat Lo Shenivro Betzelem Elokim, Chavivin Yisrael Sheniklu Bonim Lomokon. He was the one that says in Medrash, Kol HaSoter Lo Oshel Yisrael, if you slap a Jew's face, Keilu you slap the Shechina in the face, Kevi Yochel. Rabbi Kiva was the great teacher of Ahav Asreim and Kavoyit Chavedim. You, of all people, Talmid Rabbi Kiva, this is the way you act and interact with each other. That is why the gzera was that they all have to perish. Additional depth. The Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva were destined to be Matike Hashmur, Manchilei Torah to the coming generations. The Torah of Matike Hashmur has to be pure. They weren't found to be fitting to this historical task of transmitting Torah, Torah Hashem b'tohara, from one generation to the other. They had to get off the stage and make place for others. V'hoyu hu oylam shomayim ad shebu Rabbi Akiva etzel rabbeinu shebedorim v'shono lohem. Who were the great sages, the later Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbeinu Shebedorim? Rabbi Meir Balanes, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. And according to the Medrash in Koheles, Rabbi Nechemia was one more of Rabbi Senu Shebedorim, the later Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva. It is fascinating, this observation. In Bavli, in Yerushalmi, in Midrashim, we find Dafka, Rabbi Senu Shebedorim, the later Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva, such beautiful, eloquent, and unbelievable mamorim be'inyan kvoid chaveirim v'ahava asareim. Rav Meir says in Tanchume Parshas V'yechi, kolam avoraches chaveiroi, kilam avoraches ashchino. Reb Yehuda, in Shir HaShirim Rabo, kolam akabal pnei chaveiro, kilam akabal pnei ashchino. Rav Shimon Ba'yechui, in Brochas Daf Mem Gimel, Noach lelo odem shiyap al atzmo lekif shenu weish, val yalben pnei chaveiro berabim. Reb Yosi ben Chalaf, the Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches, Yodea ani batzmi she'eni koyen, aval mi amai lo avarti al divrei chaveirai, hem oimrim li chaveirai alei leduchan, ho yisi oilo. Reb Loza ben Shemua teaches us in Masechet Tavos, lo oilim yehi kvoi talmid chochom evolecho. This seems to be a chiddush to some of us. Well, we've always understood that the little have to respect the big. The poor should expect the rich. The simpleton should expect the Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Loza ben Shemua teaches us that everyone, every individual deserves respect and dignity. A Rebbe should expect his Talmidim. And not only Talmidim should respect the Rebbe. And this is so important. And I always stress that to Mechanchim and to parents. Even a little boy or a little girl deserve their dignity, and you should respect their dignity. Those were Rabbi Seinu Shebedorim. That is what they learned from their great teacher, Rabbi Kiva. And in Erev and Chof, Aleph Amud Beis, that famous Gemara which I so much love and many times speak about the story of Rabbi Kiva v'beit ha'asurim v'hoyu Rabbi Yehoshua ha'garsi mishamsho. And Yehoshua ha'garsi brought Rabbi Kiva water to drink every day, and once the guard out, standing outside his cell, poured a half a cup to the ground, and when Yehoshua ha'garsi brings the half cup of water to Rabbi Kiva, he is disappointed, and he says, Yehoshua b'ni, iyatu yodea, shezekeinu noichi v'chayai tluyim b'chayecha, why do you bring me half a cup of water? He told him the story, and then, amazingly, Rabbi Kiva takes the water for Natilas Yadayim, and Yehoshua HaGarsi, his disciple, asks him, you just complained that you're old and sick and you might die. Drink it. Don't spill it out for Natilas Yadayim. And Rabbi Kiva says, mutav amut mit'at atzmi, ולא עבור על דברי חבריי. No. לא עבור על דברי חבריי. So would it be a wonder that Rabbi Kiva's disciple, Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta, says, מעולם לא עברתי על דברי חבריי. That is the eternal Torah of Rabbi Kiva. Utmost love and respect for every individual. And therefore, Rabbi Seinu Shebedorim were Zoyche, four of them, what 24,000 were not zeich. And the entirety of Torah Shebal Peh is the Torah of Rabbi Seinu Shebedorim. Because in Sanhedrin Peh Vavo Medanav the Gemara says, Stam Mishne Rab Meir, Stam Sefru Rabbi Yehuda, Stam Sefri Rabbi Shimon, Stam Tosefta Rabbi Nochemia, Mishne Vabrais is Sefru Sefri, that is Torah Shebal Peh, and the Bavli and the Yerushalmi are only commentary. Idach Pirusha Zil Gemor. Torat HaSod is based on the Zohar, once again, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Seinu Shebedorim. They were true Matikei HaShmua. They internalized the spirit and the teaching of Rabbi Kiva ben Yosef, the greatest of the Tanoim. So in these days of Svira, this is something we have to deal with, especially in our times when there are so many machloikas, so much strife, such a great lack of Ahavas Reim and Kvoid Chaverim. This is something we should deal with, should internalize, and we should be metakim. We should be zeichu to be Talmid HaChomim HaMarbim Sholoim B'Yoylam. Sheneskel Yeshua Seilomim, B'Bias Moshiach Tzidkenu, L'Binyam Beis HaMikdash, B'Mheiro V'Yomeinu, Amen.